From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, November 16th. Coming up, we'll hear how voters rejecting the graduated income tax amendment earlier this month could affect funding for K-12 schools in Illinois. That story from Illinois Newsroom's education reporter Lee Gaines is just ahead. But first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he cannot guarantee that Illinois will have enough hospital beds as the pandemic surges. His comment came Friday after the state announced daily coronavirus cases had topped 15,000. For now, Pritzker says there still is bed space.
We have hospitalizations that are rising at a rapid rate, and we want to make sure that we don't get to a point where patients are getting turned away.
Pritzker says the state will work with hospitals to make sure patients are managed properly. He says there needs to be a system where hospitals are better able to communicate, especially outside the Chicago area. The state has had more than 570,000 cases of COVID-19 and nearly 11,000 deaths since the pandemic began. Meanwhile, the Illinois Department of Public Health reported more than 21,000 new COVID-19 cases over the weekend and 238 additional deaths. There are nearly 5,500 people hospitalized with COVID-19, which is a new high during the pandemic. Illinois' average daily case count has more than doubled in the last 3 weeks, but daily numbers over the weekend were down from a record 15,400 cases on Friday. A group of grad students at the University of Illinois has identified more than 24 mutations in the novel coronavirus. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman reports.
The mutations were identified by the students in a bioinformatics class this past spring. They tapped into genomic data from thousands of virus samples collected between January and May. The students' results are consistent with other researchers' findings, for example, identifying early mutations in the spike protein on the virus's surface that made the virus more stable and better at spreading. They also identified other mutations that will be important to track as the pandemic continues, says U of I professor Gustavo Caetano Anoyes.
This could be very helpful for the development of vaccines because then you would try to target regions that are not changing with time.
The study was recently published in the journal Evolutionary Bioinformatics. I'm Christine Herman, Illinois Newsroom.
Macon County announced that 6 more people died due to COVID-19 over the weekend, all of whom were in their 70s and 80s. Health officials also reported 244 new cases of COVID-19 over the weekend. There are nearly 1,800 active cases in the county, with 48 people hospitalized. Champaign County reported 402 new COVID-19 cases since Friday, bringing the county's total number of cases to more than 8,100. There are currently more than 800 active cases in Champaign County, the highest number since early September. The county's 7-day average for daily cases hit a new high of 147. There are 10 people hospitalized, up from 6 on Friday. And the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign reported 44 new COVID-19 cases during testing conducted Friday and Saturday. The university has reported more than 3,400 positive cases since classes began at the end of August. Still to come, voters rejected a change to the Illinois Constitution that would have allowed lawmakers to institute a graduated income tax. We'll hear how that could affect funding for K-12 schools in the state. That's next on 217 Today.
Hey, this is Eunice Alpasan, engagement producer for The 21st. You can help shape our news coverage. Here's how it works. Just text the word TALK to 217-803-0730. We'll send you weekly questions on issues affecting Illinois. We might even mention your answers on the 21st. Text TALK to 217-803-0730 and join the conversation.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Illinois school districts are facing potential cuts to state funding. That's in the wake of voters rejecting a ballot initiative advocates called the Fair Tax. The amendment would have pumped billions of dollars into the state treasury by raising taxes on Illinois' highest earners. Robin Staines is the president of Advance Illinois, a public education advocacy organization. Since the state adopted its evidence-based funding formula in 2017, Staines says they've invested $900 million into Illinois' poorest schools. Still, about half of districts have less than 70% of the funding they need. Staines spoke with Illinois Newsroom's education reporter Lee Gaines about the rejection of the so-called Fair Tax and its implications for school funding.
It is hard for me, without some additional revenue, be it federal or be it some alternative state revenue strategy, It's hard to believe that the governor isn't right when he says there will be cuts and they will be painful. If there are cuts, there is no way to protect education because education is a third of the discretionary budget.
So what does the future of evidence-based funding look like without the graduated income tax? And what does that mean for school administrators, for teachers, and for students, particularly at these schools that are still not at the funding level they need to be at, according to the formula?
You know, one, I want to make sure your listeners understand that the dollars we put into the evidence-based formula are cumulative. So there is 900 plus million additional dollars in the system even now when we flat funded. That's the good news, that those districts that got those dollars, those additional dollars, can continue to count on those dollars unless we cut. And those dollars have made a powerful difference, particularly at the districts that have been the most underfunded. And it was only just after this third year where the state was doing exactly what it said it was going to do. It said it was going to put these new dollars into the formula. It was doing that. It had done it for 3 years. And I think schools were finally really trusting, okay, I've dug myself out of my financial hole. I can really make these programmatic decisions and not have to worry that the financial rug's going to be yanked out from under me. And so the timing of this, I think, is challenging, not just because there's concern that dollars will be taken away, but because when districts are uncertain, they are less likely to make the programmatic and staffing investments that they need and that students need. And so I think what breaks my heart is that schools may feel like, okay, I don't know if cuts are coming. So I, instead of hiring that additional counselor at this time when students' mental health and well-being is so under attack, instead of hiring that additional social worker or counselor, I'm going to keep that money in the bank because I don't trust that there may not be cuts coming.
So not to bum our listeners out too much here, but what are you most concerned about when you look at the future of education funding in Illinois?
One way or another, we need revenue. And that's going to be some combination, I hope, of the economy rebounding and just sort of being in a healthier place. Obviously, the fair tax was one way to generate additional revenue. It is not the only way. The fact that over half of our school children are in districts with less than 70% of the dollars they need to do the job the way it needs to be done should worry everybody about the future of the state. That is not only compromising the future of those individual students, but it's putting our own growth and our own stability at issue as a state. We have to come to grips with that. We cannot sustain that. And we're living the results of that. You know, the number of students who are where they need to be in terms of reading at grade level by that very important third and fourth grade year is around a third. And that's about the number of districts that have the dollars they need. It's eerily related. And there is a growing body of deep research that says, if you want to really do right by kids, getting the dollars to the districts that need them most over a sustained period of time is an incredibly important driver of better, stronger student growth and success. And we were on that path, and we were, you know, it is heartbreaking that we've hit a block. It is just heartbreaking.
That was Illinois Newsroom education reporter Lee Gaines speaking with Robin Staines of Advance Illinois about the future of education funding in the state. Finally, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says our weather should be calmer today with sunny skies and a high of 55 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Maureen McKinney, Christine Herman, and Lee Gaines. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.